Gleaning from Puritan Prayers, Edward Dering, 1540 to 1576. His Godly Private Prayers, a prayer containing the effects of this catechism. O merciful and heavenly Father, for so much as at every light occasion I am withdrawn from your holy laws to the vanities of this life, and to all sin and wickedness, I beseech you in mercy, set before my eyes always a remembrance of your judgment seat in my last end, whereby I may be daily stirred to consider in what great danger I stand through the horrible punishment due for my sins, to daily groaning under the burden of them I may fly for succor to your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, who was fully paid, suffered, and overcome the punishment due to them. And through the work of your Holy Spirit in me, I may be fully assured in my soul and conscience that the curse, condemnation, and death, which these my sins deserve, is fully paid, suffered, and overcome in Christ, that his righteousness, obedience, and holiness is mine, and whatsoever he has wrought for man's salvation is wholly mine. Strengthen this faith in me daily more and more, that I may inwardly feel comfort and consolation in this. Did I feel your Holy Spirit bear record unto my spirit, that I am your child, grafted into the body of your Son, and made with him fellow heir of your everlasting kingdom. So work in me, by your Holy Spirit, that daily more and more I may feel sin die in me, that I do not delight therein, but daily may groan under the burden of it, utterly hate, detest, and loathe sin. Set myself and all the powers of my soul and in body against sin, and have full delight, joy, comfort, and pleasure in those things which be agreeable to your will. Then I may walk as becomes a child of light, looking still for that good time when it shall please you to call me into your everlasting kingdom, for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen. Prayer containing the effect of the householder's catechism. Almighty God, and most merciful Father, I see in your blessed laws and commandments the greatness of my sins and wickedness. Yes, I see, O Lord my God, the whole course of my life to be almost nothing else but a continual breaking of your holy laws and commandments. The thoughts of my heart, either in vanity or else in open wickedness, are in number infinite, daily in the abundance of them, causing my mouth to speak, and my body to execute, and do contrary to your holy will. And again, O Lord, I see your heavy wrath, vengeance, and judgment against sin to be intolerable, that even the least wicked thoughts and most secret cogitations of my heart procure your heavy wrath and everlasting curse, the torments of hell, the everlasting fire. Even although I had but once in all my life broken any of your commandments so much as once in thought, and I know, Lord God, that you are true and just, and cannot abide sin and wickedness, but will justly punish every sin, even with the selfsame torments of hell, which your justice has appointed. This, O Lord my God, throws me down, and even amazes me, so that I know not what to do. I look into myself, viewing my own power, whether I am able to overcome this punishment of my sin or not, and I see that all, even the most exquisite punishment which I can devise of myself, in whipping of my body, as long as I live, wearing hair cloth, pining myself with fasting or any other pain, I see, O Lord, that all this punishment is not sufficient for one of my least sins, because it deserves even the everlasting pains of hell. I look to heaven. I see there is no saint nor angel able to abide and overcome this punishment of sin. I look to men in this world, even to the Pope's treasure, that wicked man of sin, and I see that neither his mass nor purgatory, pilgrimage, pardons, penance, satisfactions, nor any of such like wicked stuff, as I see they are nothing for the satisfying for one of my least wicked thoughts. Seeing the punishment is due by the just decree and sentence of your everlasting curse. Therefore I'm driven out from myself, and all that I can do, to seek this punishment discharged otherwhere, or else to quail under the burden. I see there is no help for me in angels, saints, nor mortal men, but only in that perfect man, Jesus Christ, your dear Son, in whom I see the full punishment of my sin, wholly paid, satisfied, discharged, and overcome. Death vanquished. The pains of hell and victory swallowed up. The curse satisfied. In the eternity of the punishment, through his everlasting power overreached. This I see, O Lord, by the eyes of faith, being through your Holy Spirit wholly assured, that all the whole punishment of sin paid by my Savior Jesus Christ is not only paid for other men, but even also for me and my sin, this assurance of faith being yours only. Work in me, I beseech you, in mercy, to strengthen and increase, for I feel it often full of wavering and doubting. Grant that I may daily more and more in my soul and conscience feel myself knit and engrafted into the body of your Son, whereby I may be assured that whatsoever he has done pertains to me, and is fully and wholly mine, and I may, through the power of his death, feel sin daily die in me, and through the power of his resurrection, feel myself risen from sin, to have my full joy and comfort in all things which be agreeable to your holy will, only detesting, hating, and abhorring from my heart all things which are contrary to your will and pleasure, that even in this life I may still look for his endless joy and felicity, using the things of this world as though I used them not, till that good time that it shall please you to call me to your everlasting kingdom of glory, there to reign with my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ forever and ever. Amen. A prayer upon the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who is in heaven. First petition. O most mighty Lord and eternal God, as by your dear Son, Christ Jesus our Lord and Savior, reconciled unto yourself all things in heaven and earth, and in him have made an everlasting bond and covenant with us, your faithful children, they will not only be our God, but also our most loving and merciful Father, whereof as a pledge you have given us your Holy Spirit of adoption, whereby we may with boldness and full trust and confidence come to you by hearty prayer, as unto our most loving and merciful Father, being assured that you will not deny anything which you know shall be expedient for us. Grant, we beseech you, dear Father, to being fully persuaded in our hearts of this your fatherly love and affection toward us, we may be stirred up to make our petitions with such an affection, ardent desire, love and reverence to your majesty, that our minds be not carried away with by thoughts creeping in, but without all wandering may be fully bent and attentive to the things we ask, and fully stayed upon your merciful and just protection. Second petition. Hallowed be your name. We then beseech you that you will strengthen our hearts with your Holy Spirit, that considering you have made all things for the glory of your name, so we may in all our doings, enterprises, counsels, and purposes, chiefly above all things, seek your glory, that we may fully acknowledge you not only the author of all things, but the ruler, guider, and governor of all things, both in heaven and in earth, and that we never diminish your incomprehensible glory by attributing unto ourselves any power, strength, or ability to do, will, or think that which is good. But from our hearts we may acknowledge all our goodness to come from you, yielding for the same continual praise and thanksgiving to your glorious name. that we never by distrust in your merciful providence dishonor your name, but that even in our greatest desires we may put our full confidence in you, not looking upon our weakness, but staying upon your power and promises. By hearty prayer, flying unto you, our only refuge, that our whole life may be framed according to your holy will in all points, that your glorious name in us may be sanctified, and that we be not an occasion that your holy name be in any way blasphemed through our wicked life and conversation. The third petition, your kingdom come. Let your kingdom, most merciful Father, appear and manifestly be declared in all the world, but especially amongst your church and faithful flock. Declare yourself Lord and King over them, ruling them by the scepter of your holy word and force of your Holy Spirit. Increase the number of faithful pastors and preachers among the people. Bless their labors to the increase of this kingdom of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to the destruction of the kingdom of Satan and Antichrist. Suppress the rage of the enemies, that they may know that you, O Lord, do reign in all ages, to the benefit of your church and terror of your enemies. Grant these mercies, good Lord, not only to be a whole church in general, but especially to every one of us, your children particularly. Grant that we may effectually feel the force of this your kingdom in our hearts. Beat down in us our old Adam with all sinful delights, thoughts, motions, and desires, and renew in us day by day our spiritual and inward man, that we may be wholly bent to delight, think, desire, and do those things which be acceptable in your sight. The fourth petition, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Frame our hearts, good Lord, with such humble obedience to your holy will, that we may be heartily well content with whatsoever it pleases your goodness to lay upon us, that we never cease in our miseries, but continually call on you by hearty prayers, although we feel no release at all. Yet, that still patiently we may abide and quietly wait for your good leisure, an appointed time of deliverance when you know it shall be most expedient for us. The fifth petition, give us this day our daily bread. Grant us, dear Father, that all our counsels, studies, labors, and endeavors, being by your Holy Spirit guided and framed, we may everyone in that vocation in which you have placed him so faithfully travail to the discharging of our consciences and edifying of your church, that our account may be found acceptable before your throne and judgment seat. So bless our labors and travails, that we may have sufficient for the preserving of this present life, and be content with those benefits which you shall bestow upon us, whether they be many or few, acknowledging them to be received of you, not greedily to care for them, or vainly to delight in them, and thankfully esteeming them as your benefits bestowed upon us, and as faithful stewards moderately to use them to the relief of our brethren and discharge of our consciences. The sixth petition, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Increase in us, O Lord, the gift of faith, that we may daily more and more in our souls and consciences be assured that our sins be defaced, clean blotted out, and covered with the full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice of your dear Son, Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior, once made for us, that we are united knit and made one body with him, partakers of his righteousness, justification, and holiness, and even fellow heirs with him of everlasting life, that we may unfeignedly from the bottom of our hearts love you for this your unspeakable goodness and mercy, forgetting from our hearts our brethren that do offend us, Pray for them. Love, cherish, and comfort them as fellow members all of one body, with perfect natural love and compassion linked together unto our head, Jesus Christ. The seventh petition, lead us not into temptation. Strengthen us, good Lord, with your Holy Spirit, that we be not overcome with the subtle suggestions and sinful motions of Satan, the devil. Hold us up with your merciful hand, that we sleep not in sin, that we be not drawn away with the wicked world, nor the enticements of the flesh to delight in wickedness. But so arm us with your mighty power, that we may strongly abide all the assaults and subtle sleights of our ghastly enemy, and sincerely to walk before others, both in prosperity and adversity, to your honor and glory, the health of our souls and profit of your church, through Jesus Christ, our only Lord and Savior. Amen. The Lord's Prayer. More at large. The first petition. Our Father, who is in heaven, most mighty and eternal Lord God, who of your infinite love to mankind has given us your own eternal Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, to be made man for us in the similitude of sinful flesh, to become flesh of our flesh and bone of our bones, in all things like unto us, sin only accepted, who being your true and natural Son, has made us with him sons, children, and heirs. To you, our most merciful Father, given us by your grace that which is his by nature, and by his due alone, once suffered sufficient sacrifice, has paid the ransom of our sins before your divine majesty, to satisfy your justice upon sinful flesh, which debt being paid for us, he has brought us in favor with you, so that we may now with boldness and trust come to you, as unto our most merciful and loving Father, with full assurance, that as your soul is so much greater and more excellent towards us than all love of earthly parents toward dear children, as you pass all men in goodness and mercy, so you will deny us nothing which shall be expedient for us, so that although all the fathers that are in earth, having shaken off all sin of fatherly naturalness, would forsake dear children, yet would you never forsake us, because you cannot deny yourself, who promises that if earthly fathers be evil can give good gifts to their children, how much more will you, our Heavenly Father, be in altogether goodness itself, give good things to those who ask in your Son's name, and that although a mother should forsake her children, yet will you not forsake us, your children, whom you have before the beginning of the world and your dear Son, Jesus Christ, chosen to be your children and heirs with him by your immortal kingdom, whereof, that we ourselves might be sure and certain, and out of all a doubt, that we are the children and heirs of everlasting life, you have given into our hearts your Holy Spirit. It's a true pledge and earnest of our inheritance, which Spirit assures our spirits that we are your children, and you therefore cry in our hearts, Abba, Father. Grant this for your dear Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.